This is pretty. I like it.
Cheryl Topliff is leading her llama named Streak through the woods at Seven Lakes State Park in Michigan. Streak is mostly black, except for his feet, his face, and the front of his neck.
And he's got curly locks on the top of his head. He's cute.
And he's a bit unusual. He's a talker.
He's still talking about the whole thing. I'm getting a fully narrated tour here.
Cheryl Topliff originally got Streak because of his long woolly hair. She's a fiber artist and weaves with llama fur. But recently she and her husband got interested in hiking with their llamas.
For me personally, it's just getting outdoors on a nice fall day and getting some exercise and walking, and plus the camaraderie of the other llama people.
Streak sets the pace for a group of hikers and their llamas. They wander through meadows full of flowers. They find their way through deep wooded groves. And they trudge up and down hills.
He does like to walk, so he likes to be out in front of the whole group.
But today's trek isn't for fun. Streak is working on getting certified as a pack llama. That's a llama that's been tested to make sure it's trained to carry loads and behave well in the backcountry. That means they go where they're led and don't spit or kick. Dave Foy is with the Pack Llama Association. It's his job to make sure Streak and the rest of the llamas are properly tested.
Not every llama is a pack llama, and people have a tendency to think so, but because that's what they're really been bred for. But some of them don't like it. So a pack trial will put them through a regimen of obstacles and trials.
Such as jumping logs, crossing bridges, and walking through muddy streams.
Now try and enter the water as close to that flag as possible. We want to make sure he gets his feet wet.
Cheryl Topliff's husband Don goes first with a llama named Standing Ovation.
It's very shallow.
But Standing Ovation wants nothing to do with the water. He hesitates.
Come on.
Slowly walks in, and then suddenly lunges and jumps back to the bank.
That's enough.
It cost him. Standing Ovation loses points for bad behavior. Streak goes next. He crosses the water without a hitch and continues on down the trail.
Wow, I've never seen a llama up close. Hey, quiet. Nice guy.
Streak and the rest of the llamas are an unusual sight in the woods. So people out trekking with llamas often have to stop to answer questions about what they're doing. Margaret Van Camp organized today's pack trials. She says llamas seem to have gotten a bad reputation.
People tend to have kind of who don't have llamas, don't have a real positive impression of them sometimes. They always think they spit, and they say, well, you can't ride them, and well, what are they good for? But then they see you doing stuff like this, and they realize that you can have a lot of fun with them.
Wow, look at the pretty llamas.
Margaret Van Camp says the nice thing about llamas is that they find their own food. They don't need much water since they're related to camels. And they don't damage trails, like horses, mules, and bicycles.
So that's why llamas are so nice, because they're so environmentally friendly. They just make it real easy for you to carry a lot more, with no more, really, impact on the environment than you are. Probably a little less than you when you're hiking boots.
That's because llamas have padded feet like a dog, not hooves, which is why on federal land, llamas are allowed on trails that are closed to horses. And that's one reason llama trekking is growing in popularity.
All right, if you can come one at a time, this is a kicker hill. He's raring to go, hear that? He's revving his engine.
Next llama!
We're going mountain climbing. You ready for this, big boy? Good.
By the end of the hike, Streak has negotiated all the obstacles and passed all his tests. Cheryl Topliff loads him in the trailer and heads for home, with damp feet, a muddy husband, and a couple llamas ready for their next adventure in the woods. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.